Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I please have the zip code?
79912.
Repeat that, please.
79912.
79912. Can I have the first and last name, please?
Armando Garcia.
Thank you. I'm looking for that, sir. Thank you for your patience. Do you mind spelling the first and last name for me, please?
Excuse me, can you repeat what you...
Do you mind spelling the first and last name, please?
Armando Garcia.
Okay. Spell that last name one more time for me, please, sir.
My first name?
The last name, one more time.
Garcia.
Thank you. Okay, can I have the, if you don't mind, can I have the shipping address, please?
416 Richmond Drive, El Paso, Texas, 79912.
Thank you. I've located an account with that information today. Allow me just a moment to review the account. Thank you for your patience. I'm showing this in regards to the iTub meal planning app.
Oh,
this app helps to focus on using everyday food to boost your energy and cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars. It also includes meal plans, recipe guides to eating better and feeling better. This app was created when you entered into a contest for a Dyson's vacuum. It stated you are also going to be signing up for the meal planning app in the terms and conditions. That's what you're being billed for, is the meal planning app. How can I help you with this? How can I help you with this today? So what can I do for you? Sir, have a...
Well, They offered me a vacuum machine. They say that Home Depot, since I'm a customer of Home Depot, they told me that I have won a reward or something, and they asked me for the all I had to pay for that vacuum cleaner was for the shipping and handling, $5. And I just checked my bank account. They withdraw $59.10. I mean, what happened there? They said $5. Is this what was the name of your company? Hello?
I understand. I do apologize. I will be more than happy to go ahead and assist you with this today. I do want to let you know, it was stated in terms and conditions that you're going to be signing up for the meal planning app. So since you did not opt out of it, that's why it was placed on your order. We strictly only service the meal planning app. What I can do is I do see you are eligible for a $20 monthly service fee versus the $59.99. Would you like to take advantage of that today?
I don't know what you're talking about, but they requested, they wanted to use my credit card and to use to pay for the shipping and handling of this machine. They told me I had won that reward. And they told me that all I needed to pay was $5 for the shipping of this device. And I checked with the bank. They withdraw from my account close to $60.
I do apologize, sir. I'll be more than happy to assist you with this. We do have a promotion going on today where it'd be a $20 monthly service fee versus the $59.98. I can place that on the account for you. Would you like to take advantage of that today?
Excuse me. Let me talk to one of your bilingual persons, please. Transfer me.
I do apologize. Spanish, I'll go ahead and get this canceled out for you. Please stand by while I cancel your account out. I'm working on your cancellation. Thank you for your patience, sir.
Are you going to give me my money back?
I do apologize, sir. That was initially for the membership, sir, but I will speak to my supervisor and see what we can do regarding a refund. Please stand in line. I went and spoke with my supervisor, was able to get them to approve today as a one-time courtesy, a refund full refund back to your account for that most recent charge for you. Please stand the line while I get that refunded for you.
Please give me my money back. My $59.89 that you withdraw from my account. Please send me my money back.
Okay. I'm working on that. Please stand in line. Working on your refund. Thank you for your patience. Please stay in line.
My bank is investigating this matter. Please send me this money back.
Thank you for your patience. Please stay in line. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. Here, I'm working on that. Thank you for your patience. Okay, the account has been canceled out and has been refunded. I'm just finishing up the notes. Please stay in line. I'm still working on your refund. I'm still here. Thank you for your patience. Please stay in line. Your account's been canceled out and refunded. Are you ready for your confirmation number?
Yes, I'm ready for a confirmation
718512.
Wait a minute, please. What is the number? Give me the number one more time, please. Hello?
Okay, it's going to be C for your cancellation, C like in Charlie. 9206.
No, give me the confirmation number, please.
Yes, I'm giving you the confirmation number for you for cancellation and refund one more time. It's going to be C like in Charlie, 9206705.
Don't go that fast, please. Don't go that fast.
Okay, this is your cancellation number. 9206705.
Okay, now send it to my email address, please.
You receive confirmation email as well for that, and that confirmation number for your refund is 7185129995.
And what is the number for?
Your refund.
Okay. Can you please give it to me once again?
7185129995.
Okay, the bank is calling me right now. Okay, that's all I need, right?
Issued, sir. It'll be back in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Bye.